The Hague. European leaders have launched an international claims commission aimed at securing compensation for Ukraine for the vast destruction and alleged war crimes linked to Russia's invasion, now nearing its fourth year. The announcement came at a high-level gathering in The Hague attended by dozens of European leaders, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The move coincided with renewed diplomatic efforts led by the United States to explore pathways toward ending the conflict that began with Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Addressing the gathering, Zelensky said accountability was central to any lasting peace, stressing that justice must follow crimes committed during the war. He argued that peace cannot be achieved solely through ceasefires or political deals, but must rest on respect for international rules and consequences for violations. A total of 34 European leaders signed a convention formally establishing the commission, which will be based in the Netherlands. The body is designed to review and assess claims for damage, loss, or injury caused by Russian actions in or against Ukraine since the invasion began. Path to reparations remains unclear. Despite its launch, the commission does not promise immediate compensation for victims. Key questions remain unresolved, including how any awarded damages would ultimately be paid. Early discussions have focused on the possibility of using Russian assets frozen by the European Union, along with additional contributions from member states. Dutch Foreign Minister David Van Wiel said the objective was to validate claims that would eventually be paid by Russia, while cautioning that the commission itself cannot guarantee compensation. The new body will incorporate the existing Register of Damage for Ukraine, created in 2023, which has already received more than 86,000 claims from individuals, organizations, and public institutions across Ukraine. Russian officials did not respond immediately to requests for comment. Moscow has consistently denied allegations of war crimes and has criticized EU proposals to use immobilized Russian assets, calling them illegal and warning of retaliation, challenges ahead. Efforts to compensate victims of abuses, including sexual violence, forced deportations of children, and the destruction of religious and civilian sites, could be complicated if future peace talks include provisions for amnesty. Such an idea has previously been floated by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. The commission forms the second pillar of an international compensation mechanism endorsed by more than 50 states and the EU. It will become fully operational after ratification by at least 25 signatories and once sufficient funding is secured. According to World Bank estimates, Ukraine's post-war reconstruction could cost $524 billion over the next decade, nearly three times the country's projected economic output for 2024. That figure does not yet include damage caused by intensified Russian drone and missile attacks this year, which have increasingly targeted civilian infrastructure. Founded in 1949, the Council of Europe, which drafted the convention, says the initiative reflects its core mission to uphold human rights, democracy, and the rule of law across the continent.